Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic.
Showed up and they took us all to jail. Because we all spoke Spanish. Why do we always speak Spanish if I sing this song in English? If I sing this song in English.
Hey, everybody.
I didn't know that was happening.
How could I start it on anything other than that? Hey, everybody, welcome to the Octavarius Podcast.
Welcome.
This is
House Podcast.
Episode 110 of the old podcast.
110 at it again.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I'm changing my part from the left to the right for 110.
Wow.
Whoa. That'll be great for all the listeners.
Did you know, I heard a Radiolab segment a while back, and the direction of a hair part is actually like really integral in how somebody is perceived. Like they did... they took a picture of Abraham Lincoln... And they flipped it horizontally, so his hair like swung the other way than it's normally swung, and people could tell that there was something weird, something was off about it.
They were like, "What the fuck? Where's his hat?
What's wrong with his hat?
Why is his mole over there?
Which way is Lincoln's hair part? Is it to the left or the right?
I couldn't tell you.
Which is the good way where you emancipate slaves?
I don't know, but if it's parted the other way, dude doesn't look like a man who emancipates slaves.
Wow. Whenever I part my hair, because I usually part it from right to left.
Me too.
Whenever I do it the other way, I don't like the way I look.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's the same.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You'd normally see yourself in a mirror then.
Right, yeah.
So does that mean that when you part your hair the way you like, everyone else doesn't like the
he
way
goes
you look?
Left to right, I think.
But... Yeah,
his left to his
Abraham
right.
Lincoln. He means.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Abraham.
My hair is part of the podcast.
Who are you?
Oh shit!
Oh no!
Oh shit! Who are you?
Who are we?
Furthermore, where is the mailbag?
We're not going to sound off.
Oh, right. You know, before we freak out about the mailbag, let's start at the far end of the room and sound off.
Cloud.
Going left to right, it's Brian.
Yo, it's Castelvi.
Going right to left, it's LP.
It's Scott.
It's Tins.
Right to left, it's Keith.
And me, Makula.
What?
And Mark.
God bless it.
It's not Makula.
Yeah.
What?
I hope you're doing this.
Was that your Mark? Is that your Makula impression?
It's dead on.
It was like this hand motion.
Makula's practicing his sword fighting for Chicago Shakespeare.
Is that a fact?
Does he have a sword?
Yeah, he's a rapier.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, shit. Where's the mailman?
I don't know.
Where could
Mark
it be?
It.
I got it.
Good. Read it.
All right, hold
Quick,
on.
Open it.
Read it.
Dear Octavarius, my name is Gary Giselle. And I was wondering... And I was wondering... if you guys had bought any awesome things at garage sales at any point in your lives. Maybe some cheap junk you picked up. Maybe that one time your mom said she could sell your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 the arcade game cartridge so that you could buy some more magic cards, but instead nobody wanted to buy it and your sisters made $5 off their shitty Ariel the Little Mermaid game. Any stories like that? Also... what's up with them garage sales that aren't in garages?
Yard sales, I believe.
Or estate sales. Does anyone know the difference?
Well, an estate sale?
Yeah, an estate sale versus a garage sale.
I think an estate sale,
things, right?
Like, if the movie The Artist has taught me anything,
it's
taught me exactly one thing, and that is when you have an estate sale, you're basically selling off essentially all of your valuable property on your particular estate. Mm-hmm. So in this case, it was to get somebody out of horrible debt, and the only way they could do that was literally to sell everything they own. Wow. So maybe an estate sale is just like a a much more high-end, high-stakes garage sale.
Like, if you had to sell the garage, that's what's left around it to describe the sale.
Has everyone in the room sold their stuff at a garage sale at some point or another?
Yeah.
Of
course.
I
buy stuff
in
a part of
obviously.
A garage. I haven't hosted a garage
sale,
if that's
what
you're asking.
We're due. I feel like we can make like a couple $1,000 off the stuff. That
you guys
we
have some
here.
Very interesting random crap in this place.
Oh yes,
who would?
It's awesome.
Where would you hold it? Hold the sale.
I don't know.
I had to look into this because Carolyn was going to do this because in Chicago you don't have a garage or a yard in some of these places,
yeah.
So you need to get like a license.
Yeah,
you gotta go get some sort of permit to do it.
Yeah,
on the sidewalk. So
we could do it in our little nests
in the hedges.
We could set up like a couple tables there and put some things out up on like the stairs and the railings. We could do a decent garage
yard. You can all come to my yard.
We have just as much yard as you. You just have a backyard. People aren't really cool with that.
Yeah.
Come to my backyard.
Come into my fenced-in yard in the back.
I've got great deals on owl mugs.
There are other people there, I promise.
And owl mugs.
So, Mark, in that letter you were writing, that you read, I guess Gary had a story about him not being able to sell video games. It sounds very personal to Gary.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of stuff like that happen. I always think anytime like my mom was having a yard sale, I always thought like, oh great, like I can just get rid of my old like crap and make a ton of money. I for whatever reason I thought I was going to make like
$20.
Just like a ton of money, and nothing ever sold.
I still think we're going to make a ton of money.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I just said it.
I find that so hard to believe. I've always failed. Like, don't you fail?
But I've always had garbage. Now we have such awesome stuff.
Now we have prizes.
But at the same time, the thing with a garage sale is it's all haggling. And everything is like a million times. Like, there are things for a nickel. And then people will come up and it's like, I don't know about this.
Nickel, really?
Nickel, I don't know. I'll give you a penny. And then you're really fucking me on this.
I've in Tennessee, there's a lot more yard sales and garage sales than like here, and it's a much bigger thing than up in the suburbs and stuff. There's like always yard sales, and there's so few people that it's really funny because you could in theory sell something at your yard sale, and then a few months later you could be at a yard sale where that's on sale.
Yeah. Are they like flipping it? Are they?
Yeah,
flipping
they're flipping it. They're like trying to make a prop. They're also going to thrift stores. Buying things and trying to flip them and get more and make money at their yard sale. Like some people's houses would have it once every 2 weeks.
Wow. My mother sold my Ghostbusters toys at a garage sale when I was about 11 or 12.
Whew.
When I was 17, I saw them at another garage sale.
How do you know it was the same one?
Because of the scratches on the guy's head, and Egon was missing his tie and stuff like that. So I bought them all back.
Nice.
I bought them all back.
Were you okay when she like sold them the first time?
I was okay, but then I realized later that I was wrong, and so I bought them back.
That's awesome.
Because I just wanted my Ghostbusters toys. They just meant so much to me as a kid. And I'm happy that I have them, and I'll give them to my children to destroy. I feel like you save those toys that you love so that your children can destroy them. Like I'm okay if my children destroy my things later.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, I've got a few Spider-Man toys
that
I've had since I was a kid that I'll let my little girls play with.
Like my mother always saved her Barbies so that my brother and I would play with them, or thinking that she would one day have a daughter, but she never did. And so then my brother and I just abused the hell out of them. But at least they were used, you know?
I guess.
I imagine it in Toy Story world where these toys are real and these Barbies are just getting molested like every day by Spider-Man and Ghostbusters.
I mean, I had them. Some of them were on the same team, and some
you took them to
guys.
Dinner first.
I feel like
it was
the
only
things
after
that I
a
put,
big victory.
I feel like the things that are in garage sale are things that just need a better home than my home.
Did you guys ever have that, like, one defining sleepover? This might just be a girl thing. Where you're like, oh my god, Barbies can have sex.
Wait, but they can't though.
Yeah.
They don't have vaginas.
But you can like, you just like make
place them on top of each other, I imagine.
You can simulate sex with the Barbies?
Yeah, no. Is that like a girl thing or like any kind of toy?
Well, I didn't have Barbies. I didn't have
but,
sisters.
I mean,
either.
Like, I when I had sleepovers with my friends, we weren't taking our action figures and making them fuck.
That's gay.
I remember the exact sleepover, and it was just like, I don't know.
How many?
Like, oh
many girls?
Just, it was
how
like a,
girls?
Just a discovery.
Did all the girls discover it like at the same time, or was it like, hey,
was
Lisa,
a bad scene?
Lisa, guess what I found out, and you're like, what? What is it,
person,
Becky?
I think it was one person like showing another. It's oh, like, yeah. Dude, you guys, this is hilarious.
You gotta check this out.
And it was like really hilarious at the time.
Sometimes when my sisters would leave their Barbies out, I would just put them in compromising positions and then like leave them where I knew they would find them, especially when they were too young to appreciate it. And then they'd just get horrified by it.
I used to, my sister had a bunch of Barbies and she had the pool set.
Cool.
And I used to always love to take her Barbies and weigh them down and tell her that I drowned her Barbies.
Damn.
I knew a girl that had that. That was good.
It was so fun torturing those with my G.I. Joes.
Barbie had some cool accessories. Still does.
I had a sweet fold-out Barbie house and you just like carry it like a suitcase.
I remember the commercials for that thing.
Yeah, it was like yay big and then you open it up and it has like three walls and one is a kitchen table that folds down. And then there's like a little box and a little closet, and it's like, but then you can just fold right up.
Did you play primarily with girls' toys, or did you play with a lot of boys' toys? Since boys' toys are generally cooler, and I don't mean that like to be gotcha.
Or is that not something that like? Because like I always felt that boys' toys were like, oh, that's like it's cool, but I don't know if girls want cool. Like,
no, I think
you want like
they want things
they want pretty, things, right?
But
it's all girls ever think about.
Throw a dick on Spider-Man, they'll
know.
Be all
had,
over it.
I had
so
the brothers, so we had like Legos and Lincoln Logs and some stuff like that. So they had a variety.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about like kids like Makula or James. James is a friend of ours. People who have piles of action figures by the time they're 11 or 12. And this is a thought that I had because the kid I babysit has like a shopping bag, but like a non-disposable shopping bag and a big one that's filled to the brim with just action figures.
I had piles of action
figures. Yeah,
and
me too.
Just, you know, gotta be 20-something pounds of action figures.
Oh, I wouldn't have that much.
He has a ton. He just has drawers and drawers. Just it's a waterfall of action figures.
Does he play with them at all?
No. I mean, he plays with them some. I think we played with the Star Wars action figures once. And the thing is, he just turned 11, so he's on the way out. He's got like two more years before
it. But you said he was a nerd.
Oh, he's a geek.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a nerd and a geek. He's a stamp. He's a history stamp guy, but he's not without his cool things.
That's a very specific.
He loves Futurama. He loves Adventure Time, which we both like.
Futurama.
He likes, you know, he likes. He's at the end. He's just a boy. He's a boy who likes boy things. He likes Star Wars action figures. He loves the Clone Wars show. He loves it.
I hear
you talking about the CGI one?
Yeah, he loves it. It's like
their action figures
looks forward to it.
Their action figures are better than most. I still take a look at the action figures in Target if I get the chance. If I have a little extra time in Target, I swing by and take a look at what's out there.
I just
toys
do
are
Nerf.
Pretty cool now.
I just do
Nerf. The Nerf aisle is where
I
go.
Nerf, but like I feel like
Nerf.
I feel
so
like Nerf's a given for us.
I think what it's like, I want to be the action figure. I don't want to play with something else having all the fun.
Well, you see, I grew up in a neighborhood where the houses were further apart, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get other kids to play with in the neighborhood.
You got
so I was
couches
much more,
and walls. You can hit them with your lightsaber.
That's, I guess so. I was by myself a lot, so I just had a bunch of action figures to make my stories with.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just myself, you know.
I guess I did have a few good, like, walkable friends that I could, like, definitely, you know, go play with. Or
yeah, I had Christopher. So every weekend we'd, like, you know, hang out either at my my mom's place or
so
his
cool.
mom's place. So, like, all of our action figures, like, my fondest memories of action figures are just creating a story with him. Along with him, like what we would do is we would take all of our bags of action figures, throw them in a pile, and then we would spend like the next hour picking which ones we were going to be. And then it was like, all right, now we start the story. Who's on your team? Blah, blah, blah. What's is there?
Were you guys against each other, or were you?
No, never. It was
usually
we were on the same side. We controlled different bad guys, different good guys.
That sounds great. I never played like that.
That was awesome. Because then it would almost be like Risk without a board at all. Because we would create, all right, this is a territory. Like, we would have, like, my favorite was stacking VHS tapes. And, like, making them into fortresses for Magneto or Apocalypse or whatever. It was great. And so they'd have to take over the base, obviously.
What was your guys' favorite VHS that you owned?
Ninja Turtles.
We sang in Sillyville.
Sillyville?
Dark Crystal?
Yeah, we sing in Sillyville.
God, I wish I had that as a child. Because I love it as an adult.
We Sing is one of those, like, chain of, like, VHS, you buy them, they're at-home movies, and they're just 30-minute sing-along type things. And they have most of the songs that are just cheap and free to buy, and then they make a loose story that gets you through those songs, and everyone's super cheery, super nice.
Are they like pop songs?
No, they're like Yankee Doodle, and the babiest songs in the world.
Like Row Your Boat.
People in costumes, or sometimes there's often like people in animal costumes with like face paint to make them a bear. But We Sing in Sillyville is the best because it's about racism.
Wait, what? God, that's right, it is, isn't it?
So We Sing in Sillyville is these kids get sucked into this coloring book, and the main character is wearing all white, almost like an outfit, like this, like white and black stripes. And she.
Like a prisoner.
Yes, sort of, yes. And she's in this world, and all the different regions of the world, everyone's wearing one color, like blue, red, green, yellow, whatever. And everyone is really only into their color. They're like, oh, the reds are southerners, which is hilarious because it just means rednecks. I catch all that now. And they're like sitting, and they have like a ton of kids, and they're just sitting on the front of their porch, and they're like, oh, no, I don't think we need to go and hang out with those green people. I don't care too much for those blue gentlemen always standing in the town square. And then the blue people are just old guys. The greens are like our youths, like basically raucous youths, but they're frogs that are jumping around. And then the yellow are just Looney Tune white people is like all I can parallel it to. And then the purple, there's this purple lady, and she's the only one who sees that they need to all be friends and act as a community. So what happens is the girl, I'm going to spoil this for you, sorry.
Dude, don't. Shit.
The girl, who I can't remember her name, but the one in the white and stuff, she trips. She sprains her ankle.
Fuck.
Super pain. So, and it's in the town square, and they call all the different people, and every person with each color gives one strip of fabric of their color to help wrap her ankle. Aww. And they see how beautiful all the colors look together, and through magic, she is now has all the colors on her, and because they can finally see on her that all the colors look best when they're accented with all the other colors, that every mixed pot is the best look of a town. They all are happy, and then they go back into their real world. They almost always dive into a fictional world. Like they go down a slide and they place it, and somehow through a time warp they end somewhere else.
And get sucked into a coloring book.
Yeah, they sing songs, and the songs help progress the plot. But really, they're just fun for children.
Keith, I remember there's one summer during college where I got my wisdom teeth out, and also around the same time. You were like, you need to watch We Sing on the Train. I think like you and Tim's really into the train one. And I just remember, like, getting back home, and I was, like, on Vicodin, just, like, totally wonky, and I watched the We Sing on the Trains on YouTube, and I was just like, what the fuck?
I don't know why we told you that one. That one sucks.
I don't know.
I was into Sillyville. I remember me and Keith had...
Sillyville and Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Under the Sea was an experience.
It was only good because it was absolutely terrible.
I remember Keith was plugging We Sing in Sillyville so much that over like a winter break or something, we basically watched it in tandem on YouTube together and just IM'd each other back and forth about how awesome it was.
That starfish lady from We Sing Under the Sea, in the state we were in when watching it, it was terrifying.
Yeah. And actually, this ties back to this. We Sing.
I'm watching this now.
W-E-E.
There's a baby in this for some reason.
Yeah. You know, it's Magic World, so any rules apply. This ties back to garage sales.
Is that why you got it up right now?
Because yeah. I got it.
I got it up here.
You got it from a garage sale?
It looks very strange.
Yeah,
like Tennessee style?
No, well, I didn't originally find it in a garage sale, but in normal, I found some at a thrift store, some at a pawn shop, and then one at a garage sale or a yard sale. I don't remember what it was.
It's somewhere. Like a big thing when we were growing up. Cause I remember I liked the music for it on cassette tapes, but I don't remember the music.
I have never heard of this before.
Me neither.
Yeah,
he's gonna watch this video.
Stealth is just watching the video now.
Yeah.
Which one are you watching?
This is me singing Sillyville.
Sillyville is the good one, man. We should bring it up on my computer later.
I enjoyed Zubily Zoo as a kid. Zubily Zoo.
Oh, Zubily was definitely cool. Watched Zubily Zoo.
Me
too.
It had Ben Vereen as the mayor, which was a leopard.
Yeah, they're all cat people, right?
What?
Well, no, there was a fox, there was a cockatoo.
Oh, yeah, there was a cockatoo.
There was a bear.
There was these people all dressed as animals running around playing in their...
Zubily Zoo, not Zombily.
Zombily Zoo.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's
Zubily Zoo. Zubily Zoo.
The name's actually familiar, but I don't remember any of it.
No, I know what you're talking about, but you will.
Ah, look at these monsters.
No, they're animals.
They're monsters, Brian.
Anthropomorphic.
Animals that don't look like this.
Monsters look like this. I've never heard of this ever. Zubily Zoo.
I think it was canceled.
Whoa, I'm a monster. Whoa. I play the saxophone, I'm a monster.
Do you guys remember Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
And the Bill Cosby picture pages?
No.
No, I do not remember that.
What is it called?
Oh my God, the Bill Cosby picture pages.
Bill.
He had, it was just Bill Cosby, and he just had this marker which looked like this little guy, and when he drew, he would draw a sketch of something with this marker, and then when it would cut to a close-up of a guy playing the marker coming to life. And it was just very strange, but it was just Bill Cosby drawing something for 3 minutes, and then it would move on to the next program.
Huh. There he is.
There he is.
Oh man, I'm Bill Cosby. What is he up to?
That's his catchphrase.
Yeah, it's
goes.
Just like connect the dots.
Oh yeah, there's a worm. It's on mute, so I can only imagine what he's saying.
That's right, it is like connect the dots. He doesn't really draw.
Then we got over here in the boob.
That's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Now, what was the coolest thing any of you guys got from a garage sale? Because the thing that I used...
Comics.
I've said cool thing, or I can think of cool things I've got, but the thing that I use the most from a garage sale is like this one mug, and that's it. So what's the coolest thing you got?
Dude, you know my McCormick Brother vest? The brown one? That one.
Wow.
Nice. $1.
No $1.
Way.
$1.
You well, you have gotten a lot of use of it.
And I got that in high school in Tennessee. So probably when I was a junior when I had a car to drive places. So I've had that for like 8 or 9 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Good sweater.
My favorite.
Best. Not a sweater.
Best.
My favorite doll growing up, which I aptly named Dolly, I got at a garage sale across the street. And it's like someone obviously hand sewn it. It was just real crappy. But she was like on one side she's smiley, the other side she's sleeping, I think. It was like a rag doll. But
she's dead.
Like
she
everywhere.
You should, like on the okay.
Yeah, it was kind of flattened. She's kind of flattened.
Oh, I know those kind. They're like the precursor to the pillow type thing.
She's a little
sort
pillowy,
of,
yeah.
Sort
like
of pillow
bougie.
Dolls.
Yeah, yeah.
But they really weren't meant to be pillows. They were just shittily made dolls.
Yeah. But I like took her everywhere, and then if my brother wanted to piss me off, he'd be like, "I stole Dolly," or like he would say he did something terrible to her, and I'd be like, "No,
I'm gonna fuck
joke.
A Barbie."
I think that's how I broke my arm in like preschool.
What?
Did
Dolly do it?
She was at the cause, man. She's
this like a Chucky sort of life thing. Is this a Cloud's Tale of Horror?
No, it was like okay, we were at this house in Michigan, our parents' friend's house, and I don't know, my brother. We would always. Be chasing each other, and he's like, "I stole Dolly," and I was chasing him around the house because, like, I thought he had my doll, and I tripped on a log and I broke my arm.
It
was
log?
A Cloud's Tale of Horror. I hated it.
Oh, the horror!
And I did it at the hospital. Broke my arm
in
preschool.
Michigan too.
Preschool.
Dude, I was a baller though. I was like, whatever.
You would not like that. You were not
rent.
A baller.
Ask my rents.
I'm not going to ask your rents.
I'm
going
to ask,
rents. Mr. and Mrs. Ritterelli.
I was so chill. I was like, whatever. Bro, broke my arm.
Whatever.
Give me that fucking doll back. I'll break yours.
Yeah, it's always garbage over at car sales. I just love going them, but especially when you're in the suburbs, they happen all the time. It's a big deal, and there's a garage.
Did you get anything like good?
No, man. The only cool garage sale was in the city. Remember me and LP's friend Brittany? Remember when she took us to a garage sale that one time? And you know the Brittany I'm talking
about. Yeah.
And she went. She took us to this garage sale, and then she bought me this stand, like a nightstand that was made of glass. And she told me I should pay her back.
Yeah.
And I never paid her back. And so I just had this free giant, like pretty cool looking nightstand, and I took it to me to college. That was only, and it cost me nothing, which is the only reason I know it now.
Cost you, well. It should have cost you guilt, but you don't have
to. I don't feel those things.
It cost you one friend.
Nah. I can still hang out with it. Well, I probably won't.
Do you still use that?
No, I threw it away. It was garbage.
It wasn't even there. Yeah, it's still garbage.
I did. Well, that's what I'm saying. Everything you get there is garbage. It's literally people's garbage.
Yeah.
Everything is potential garbage. You can't make that argument.
Yeah,
everything is garbage.
Uh-huh. Except for food. That's food.
Yeah. I'm going to make it garbage.
Sometimes it's garbage, though.
Yeah, sometimes
food
it is garbage.
Food.
So you're saying that if I throw a hot dog in the garbage, you're going to eat it based on the principle that it's not garbage.
But it's seagull food. It's rat food. It's worm food. It's food.
That's just the circle of life made with garbage. Yeah.
And then the worms eat the hot dogs, and when the worms die, they become the grass, and the hot dogs eat the grass.
That's how it works.
Do you guys ever go to a garage sale where they had, like, it was almost like they had some hospitality there? Like, you'd go, and they'd have, like, oh, you want some lemonade? You want a cookie?
Yeah, way.
What? I was giving out treats. What? Absolutely.
Yeah.
To get you to buy some. I just made some Rice Krispie bars. You know, you want some? Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Please stay and buy my garbage.
Literally.
Hey, no, I just made some brownies. I got some milk. Hey, you want some milk or something?
I don't know you.
So, I'm
8.
I don't have cups.
So,
everyone got a share.
Pour the milk on the plate.
I don't have containers, so it's in the sink. Come in my sink.
Everybody grab a plate.
All right, stick them out.
Just grab a plate.
And we'll be pouring milk promptly.
Put your brownie on a plate and pour the milk around it.
Milk's not very cold. Sorry about that.
Sitting in the sun for a day.
I should have bought ice, but I forgot.
I would have put it in my fridge, but my fridge is right over there for the low, low price of $30.
So are the treats at a garage sale to, like, curb people from trying to negotiate with you?
No, it's just milk.
I think it's to keep them from leaving or to, like, entice them to just, you know, to stop
by. To make
them
feel guilty and take some of your bullshit out of your house.
No, I think it's more of a get them to stay thing. Like, same reason there are no windows and clocks in casinos.
It's just like...
Yeah, the same reason. Yeah.
Like when you walk into Home Depot and they just, like, give you a donut.
What? That happened?
What?
Did you say a joke? Have you guys ever been in, like, a supermarket and they're like, here, have some candy? Or, like...
Yeah, are you talking about a free sample or are you talking about, like, a man in a trench coat? I'm aware of free samples at the grocery store.
No, at Trader Joe's, like, in addition to having the samples there, there's ladies walking around, like, giving out cookies.
Cloud?
Like a Dixie cup full of Skittles.
Cloud, don't eat that food.
She works there. She had the little uniform.
It's okay. I know Joe. He's cool.
Thank you.
So have you guys heard of, I'm just looking this up now, have you guys heard of a car boot sale or a trunk sale?
What?
No.
It seems like a mainly British thing. They call car trunks boots over there, because, I don't know.
Wait, so you're like put that dead hooker in the boot so we can take her to the lake?
Yes, in so many words, yes.
Okay.
But I guess they have, over there, they have what they call car boot sales, where I guess a bunch of cars, trucks, vans, etc., just load up all the shit they don't want, bring it to like a common area, like a big field or something, and everybody just sells their unwanted shit out of the back of their cars, essentially.
Sounds like a flea market. And at the end of the day, whatever's not sold is burned. And we dance around it, and we sing until tomorrow, when we come back with more junk to sell and burn.
Sounds pretty British.
Nick Mikula is big into the flea markets. Mikula got all of a lot of his Star Wars figures.
They're very fun.
Isn't there a big one at Allstate?
Yeah, it usually comes like once a month or twice a month.
I have to go check that out because I'll drive by.
It's a roving flea market.
Oh, I am. No, I actually, I got almost all of my action figures as a kid from flea markets. My mom would take me there if I behaved well, if I would read things, because I never wanted to read things.
Mm.
So then she would take me there, and I'd get all my Star Wars action figures. I'm only missing a blue Snaggletooth. I've been to 9.
God damn it.
Wait, are you Mikula right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I see. I totally missed that.
I'm like,
wait a minute. That's what Mikula says.
I caught the inflection change. I was waiting to see where that was going.
He was sitting, sitting all like Nick. It was pretty good.
I thought Mikula like had stolen your life when he told us that originally, and you were saying it as it happened to you.
Oh, dude, I'm going to start doing that now, though. Just telling his stories as my own while he's here.
Because I literally want to believe you. I immediately didn't think, oh, Mark's lying. I felt like, oh my God, Nick has lied to me this entire time.
He's probably working or practicing rapier right now.
Yeah.
But, so I'm just going to say this. Nick, if you're listening.
He's not.
Okay, good. So, like, next opportunity, I'm just going to tell a really great story about how one time I was filming a thing with some of my friends, and we were, like, on a treadmill, and to simulate sweat, we were just dumping buckets of water on ourselves, and then my mom came down and was furious. So, when you hear that again...
Broke the treadmill?
Wait, luckily, the we treadmill? Lived. We lived, that, and the treadmill was not broken.
Oh, my God.
They sold it at the garage sale anyway because it probably was
a better story. That's yeah, like, that's that makes Nick look good.
That's,
he'll, be,
that's
he'll probably want
hard.
You to have that story.
Oh, man.
So I'm also seeing something called the Free Cycle Network, which is sort of similar in that it gives garbage to people. This is the Free Cycle Network is a nonprofit organization registered in the state of Arizona, USA, and separately registered as a UK charity that organizes a worldwide network of gifting groups aiming to divert reusable goods from landfills.
Whoa.
So there's these groups of people that literally take garbage from landfills. I assume clean them up and then give them away.
These are like hyena humans.
Yeah. Scavengers.
Sounds like hobos.
Okay, I feel like scavenging or something. Like, I don't know how to exactly describe it, but I feel like it's like in right now. Because there's a whole bunch of shows. Like, there's Hoarders. There's a bunch of pawn shop ones. There's one about just raiding storage facilities.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a huge, like, community of people.
Yeah. Like there's all these shows that are just about finding other people's junk. Like, Antiques Roadshow, I guess, is probably, the original. But, like, there's all these other ones just about people whose only, like, job it is or whose, you know, main love is just finding, like, a valuable thing that someone else thought was trash.
I guess the interesting draw of the storage shows is that it's not just trash, it's like surprise trash. Like, it's trash that you're buying and you don't know what kind of trash you're going to get.
It's like when you pan for gold and gems at those like water, those like specialty tourist attractions.
Not unlike it, yeah.
Mm. So then I wonder what the commercials are for all those shows. Because they're catering to an audience of people who are not looking to buy new things, but to find old things. So then what would they buy, and what ads would you put on there?
I'd put
Is it
one
more
that's
like cash for gold or panning for gold type things? Like
Panforgold.com.
I'd do an ad that's like, no one's going to watch this rerun of Storage Wars, but what if it's the best episode we've ever made?
Storage Wars.
So wait, storage facilities, how would they get in?
So apparently, here's how they do it. This is from Logan Dean, I've
heard of this show. I've always wanted to watch it.
Apparently how it works, it's just like some... They have like weird, ridiculous rules. But it's something like they open... So everyone gathers around, but you have to be like a certain a number of feet back from the entrance of the storage facility. Or from the storage. It's like those big storage, you know, like you rent it for a month or whatever for $15.
But if someone leaves it...
If they leave it and like it's a certain amount of time, then they're allowed to sell all your stuff.
Yep.
So like what they do is they pull up the garage and then you have like 5 minutes to you know, it's like some time limit. So say like 5 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, I'm remembering this because they did a This American Life story on it originally before it was a TV show.
And so yeah, so you can't get like in there. You can just look at it from the outside and then they close the thing and then they make everyone bid on it. And like when you and then you just win everything in the storage facility if you're the highest bidder.
What? And then be like, I want that chair. Like, you get
no,
everything.
you're bidding on the entire package.
Yeah, they ain't got time to sell you one item at a time.
Wow.
It's like
are these laws or just game show rules?
It sounds like game show rules.
I mean, it's in terms of the contract that they sign when they do it. You know, if you have such and such time to pay off your debt, if you don't come, if you leave your stuff after probably 90 days, if you don't hear from you, it's ours.
Yeah.
And then that's just the law.
And I think they just realize they can probably make the most profit off of it if they invite a bunch of weirdos there and have an auction.
And those people get ruthless with each other. They get pissed. Just fighting over garbage.
Surely it's got to be mostly garbage, right? Like 19 out of 20 storage facilities have to have nothing but garbage.
Yeah, storage. I mean, I assume storage is like, it's like, hey, Tins, I'm buying a storage unit. I got to put my crappy old fan in there. I was going to leave my fan there, actually. I'm not going back for it.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, how much are you paying for that storage facility?
About $300 a month.
For you to just leave that fan there?
Yeah, man. Whatever.
All right, man. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
Oh, my God, dude. You guys. I just bought this fan made by Picasso. Just in some asshole storage unit.
You got the Picasso fan?
The fabled Picasso fan.
Does it still work?
No, man. It's all like tiny cubes. If you start spinning it, they fly off.
It technically never worked.
So really, by all standards, it's not a fan.
Dude, it's I would pay you so much for it right now. Give it to me.
So when your family's held garage sales, like, how were they with the pricing? Like, did they put a label on every item? Did they have like a $10 table, a $5 table?
They were probably like dollar bins and things like that for the shittier items. I believe my family had stickers on
the
big ticket
items.
Yeah, I think they wanted to include a base starting price so they didn't have assholes like, all right, that couch, I'll give you $10 for it. Give me $10. You want me to get rid of that couch? I want me to get rid of $10.
How much do you guys think the Coctopus would be worth at a garage sale?
The stuffed monster that you made yourself that
it's
looks
handmade,
like an octopus?
But I'm not someone who makes things with their hands like that a lot. I did for a while, and it's fairly well made. But it's an octopus that looks like instead of having 8 tentacles, it has 8 dicks.
Yes. You're not going to get a lot.
Yeah.
If you say...
I was hoping for 5.
Yeah. I was going to say 15 to 20.
Really?
Bucks?
That's too much.
Oh, you're out of
I could get...
At a garage sale?
I could get a zoo gift shop octopus for that.
What if, yeah, what if you frame it like...
You'd be like, took me days to make this by hand.
I'll have it at like...
That would work only if you had a row of them. Like it was a product.
If I still had the socked ones, I used to make them.
If you put a sign like made by internet celebrity Keith Habersberger,
that's true.
And then you charged like $30 for it.
It was one of my first dick jokes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But just refer to it all in third person.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen? And I've seen them at garage sales, but. Also a lot in Chinatown, where it's just like the mystery thing.
Yeah,
it's just
you pay like
a box of
items.
Yeah, I've gotten that. It's awesome. It's always bullshit.
It's like a comb or...
Yeah, it's great.
Weird veil. It's hilarious.
Oh, we got aerobic girl that way.
Yeah, that little shitty aerobic figure.
Her arm fell off.
That's
immediately.
Right above
you. Oh, no. Her arm fell off immediately. It's up on the shelf, though. I put it next to the body.
That's hilarious. Of course,
good
the arm fell off.
See, I'd give you $2 for that.
For this? $2?
$2.
Who are you going to give that to?
That's 100% me? Profit.
I'll sell to you right now, Scotty. $2.
Do it.
No deal.
And that's the problem with the garage sale.
Well, that and everyone that goes there knows that you need to sell this. You're trying to make money.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're having a garage sale, your aim is, like, you've probably got a specific goal in mind.
If it was really expensive, it wouldn't be sold at a garage sale.
Right.
It would be sold somewhere, like, in a shop of some sort.
I've heard of stories, like, horror stories, or breakup stories of, like, you know, a guy, like, breaks up with a girl, cheats on her, whatever, and then she does a garage sale and sells all of his stuff for, like, dirt cheap.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
People you know?
We're just glad to get rid of it.
Cool. That's like really mean. Well, I guess.
So you could probably luck out if it's like a hate sale. A hate sale.
They should advertise it like that. I'd go.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a hate sale on. Yeah, like there's a hate sale on Buena. We gotta check.
That's
this
so
out.
Close.
But like, so that makes so much sense though, because then normally your economy is like the value. You're trying to figure out like a good value for something. Mm-hmm. And in the end, like, the difference isn't going to be that much. But if it's, like, half, if you're paying half in money, half in spite, you're always getting a great deal.
That, and if you go to a hate sale, you've got to get such an interesting mental portrait of who this person was, you know?
I did see one episode.
I'd love to go to a hate sale.
One episode of Storage Wars where all that was in the unit was a locker, and inside the locker was like a Nazi uniform.
What?
It's creepy. Ridiculous.
A whole different kind of hate sale.
How'd the storage trip go today, hon?
Well,
you'll never guess what I'm dressed like.
Are you?
I can't believe it. It was perfect, like it was made for me.
Scott, was it in? Was it like they didn't know it was in the locker because you
the
can't go
was
in?
Closed.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then I think the dude paid $5,000 for it.
Wow!
For a mystery locker?
Yep.
You gotta be a
that's so ballsy.
Like, that's a high role in storage.
Well,
warrior.
Then his wife was really pissed off at him
because a Nazi outfit isn't worth $5,000.
No.
It's worth
locker.
Some money, but it's not worth $5,000.
That's not something you're going to keep in like a display case. In
that story
you
is
could
worth
sell it to a museum.
Yeah.
I put it on in a display case above my fireplace. And whenever people said, Keith, why in God's name do you have a beautifully displayed Nazi uniform?
They were not going to say beautifully.
Well, let's
I think Nazi would come before beautifully displayed.
Let me tell the story the way I tell it. That beautifully displayed Nazi uniform. And I'd say, well, let me tell you my garage sale story. Like, that's such a great story.
Wouldn't that conversation end with, at the very least, why do you still have it?
Because I don't have any friends ever since I hung it. So this is my only interaction. I'm ruled by it.
Can you imagine coming across a full Nazi uniform, like, at a garage sale?
Ooh.
Like, $5,000 or best offer.
I imagine it would go something like, well, yeah, he cheated on me with Ava, so, I mean, just whatever you can pay me to take it off my hands. I feel like that would be the weirdest part about a hate sale, is like when you go up to talk to them and then discover you're at a hate sale.
I'd love to be at a hate sale.
I feel like
you know that they don't care. It's not their stuff.
I kind of feel like if you're at a hate sale based on the items set before you, after a while you're going to realize it's probably a hate sale. I look forward to like the cardboard signs hung on the lamppost that say, like, hate sale, 860 West Buena.
My boyfriend cheated on me, and I
couldn't go to a hate sale versus a garage sale.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I would.
That's a good story. They're going to have a great story for you. Why are they hating so much?
And I think you're allowed
to ask
that
question. I just
really
want the dude to
be like,
I just want that hate sale to really show the character of that human being.
Dude, if you get there soon enough, you can see the fight when the husband comes home. And you can be there and be buying stuff.
You can, like, be haggling with the girl while the guy is trying to snatch everything back. And you can be like, no, buddy, I'm paying for this.
Oh, my God.
She promised me I could have all your Counting Crows CDs for 50 cents off each if I bought them as a package.
It's no different than going to like a theater show and buying a t-shirt because you enjoy the show.
you just go see the show of the breakup and then you buy a souvenir TV or something.
But you'll always remember that TV as the hate TV.
It's right. Exactly my argument about the Nazi uniform.
It's like, Castelvi, where'd you get that new TV? This is great.
Oh, let me tell you oh my God. Okay, Tint. So I'm at this hate sale, right? And this guy, and the guy comes home, all right, and he's fucking bad, he cheated on, whatever. So I'm haggling with her, giving her the money, and he takes a swing at me.
I just kind of wanted to know what brand it was.
It's a Zenith.
It's a Zenith.
You bought a Zenith? What year is it, Castelvi? A Zenith? That thing's going to be worth nothing. Hate sale or no? Zenith?
Dude, it's 1988. Don't worry about it.
What's that thing, 7 inches?
Zenith makes 13 in 18-inch TV.
Do you get channel 32 on this, at least?
We don't get 26, but whatever. Just turn it on.
How did... I'm getting
flip
static.
Yeah. Flip
I flipped it, I thought.
Flip it, pull it.
Oh, wait, God, I bopped it. Now it works.
Pull it.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, cool.
I think we should put up a sign down the street when we have our yard sale and just call it a hate sale.
Wow, that's funny.
I think it'll show up. If we just wrote like my girlfriend dumped me, everything going dirt cheap, we'd get a lot more people.
And then we just who are you dating? What do you mean? It's a octopus. It makes sense. Buy it.
My girlfriend was internet celebrity Keith Abersberger.
Yeah.
Hand wove it herself.
In its own tiny Nazi uniform.
$30, please.
What kind of Nazi are we talking here? Is it an SS officer? Or?
Yeah.
Why not?
Just a Nazi milkman.
Me and Castelvi were taking a drive yesterday. And we saw a dude with, at least I saw him.
You saw it. I was skeptical.
There was this guy with just a.
I was hoping it was not true.
Yeah, it was this guy just wearing a black t-shirt, but on the back of it had the SS symbol. And I was like, you can't wear that, right? Like out in the open, that's not cool, right?
Maybe it's like a new Super Soaker symbol.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe it was something else.
Which is the SS one?
The Schustafel.
And he was with his kids, so I was like, man, what's this
dude,
guy
I totally just egg him.
Was his kid blonde?
Yeah.
I'd egg that guy.
I feel like we didn't have enough information to make that kind of
thing. I don't know. It could have been some man.
That's a very recognizable symbol.
Yeah, what's the SS symbol? I'd egg
it. It's a hard accusation.
It's two S's that kind of look like lightning bolts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it in a circle or something?
No, it's just the S's usually.
Just throw eggs at him, and when he turns around, just say, "You know why?
You know why?
You know what you think? Yeah, I know.
That's all I gotta say to him. Just egg him and just say, "You know why?
Man, what if it was just a band that was called like Sarah's Silverman?
Yeah, but it's
wow."
Silverman.
Oh, they used the SS.
Like they just
their logo.
They just didn't know.
It's an improv group.
Silverman.
We are Sarah Silverman.
Go SS.
Here's the thing: if you use the SS symbol and you don't know why, then you still deserve to be egged.
That's true.
Because it's best you learn.
It's like so. Like oh, really you're saying, if I'm gonna try and just put SS and then put it into images.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll.
That's it.
Wow! Look at this. We're Sarah Silverman. Look at this SS. It's cool.
Nazis,
I'm gonna put Nazis. It.
It looks like two lightning bolts.
Two lightning bolts. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe their improv group is called Double Lightning.
We're gonna put this on a T-shirt.
Double Lightning.
We are Double Lightning. Cow.
Double Lightning.
Double lightning. Oh, I'm probably going to get pictures of actual double lightning. That's a very Oh, that'll correct
double
me.
Double lightning.
Oh, no! The SS came up.
Wow.
I
Oh man.
I just got
we are double lightning and you find this.
Did it say belt buckle?
This is an SS belt buckle.
What?
Ew. Shit.
I mean, I feel like if you don't know what the fuck you're doing wearing that, you still deserve to be egged. And totally. I'll still say, you know why.
So
and
here's
if you don't,
thing, like,
you better figure it out.
That's got to get manufactured some way. Like, yeah, unless someone's making them by hand. But, like, no, you have to be a sympathizer with that cause to be okay in making those.
You could also be, like, a replica company, a replica making company.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Confederate flags on this website.
Well, so. Yeah, but yeah. Those might be.
I mean,
there's also a lot. There's a Che Guevara.
Those bumper stickers that anti-Obama that say "Don't renege" in 2012.
Yeah,
it says "Don't renege," but it has like it's hyphenated.
What?
It is like racism.
Yeah.
Racism.
Who has those?
People do. You can find them on the internet.
I hope they're not our friends.
I hope so.
Oh man, yeah, that'd be so. I could just totally see it happening, though. That's a funny, sitcom premise right there. Patent pending.
Entire sitcom is based around that.
Just one of the episodes.
Oh, okay.
Someone forms a band.
They have to form an improv.
Call double lightning.
Make this as their T-shirt and not realize
we
it.
Do, can they,
and then
do
they just get egged by a guy, and then the guy would say, "You know why?
You know why?"
I feel like the improv group Double Lightning would only do 2-line scenes their entire show.
I think Buskow should be Double Lightning for Sunday.
Wow, but it's April Fool's Day.
It's exactly why it should be.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. I'm in support. You're talking to the guy who has the Nazi uniform.
I might buy a T-shirt. Well, how do you feel about that?
But what if your T-shirt is one and mine's the other one?
I'm much on board. I was just thinking of getting the SS on a T-shirt.
What are you going to do with that thing? You have it in your closet
afterwards?
Perform
at Comedy Sports at 929 West Belmont at 7 o'clock this Sunday.
What are you going to do with the SS T-shirt after that?
I guess keep it. Just like this is my double lightning shirt.
That you're just gonna have an SS shirt, and every time anyone asks about it, you're gonna blow it off and say it's a double lightning shirt. You, like it's okay,
guys.
I might have something written on the back like doublelightning.com.
A website that surely doesn't exist.
Hold on, dude. Let me check before we start making outrageous accusations like double lightning.
I'm on it.
Did you get there for me?
I don't know. I typed it into the Google search bar instead. I fucked up. I fucked
There's
up
no
real bad.
Doublelightning.com.
Well,
does that mean we can buy double lightning?
Yes, that does.
Do we
mean...
want to buy doublelightning.com is my question.
Not its implication.
Double lightning improv. Because we might be on a gold mine.
Or a time bomb.
You know, one man's trash, LP, and that has been the moral of the podcast.
Wow.
Have a day.
No, goddammit.
Say bye.
No, it can't end there.
No.
We're at 52 minutes, and I refuse to end it on something Nazi.
I just want to say, like, if you want to do all this double life and stuff, cool, but I just want you to know, like, I might egg you.
I know, I'm very comfortable with that.
You know why.
I know why. That's the joke.
I'll probably passively egg you.
You should be the one egging me more than anyone.
Well, but passive egging is a subtler crime.
How is passive egging? What is that, by the way?
Normally it's done with cars. I'm going to have to work out the detail with a person.
You just gonna walk sidle behind me?
No. Like, while the car's parked, you just take as many eggs as you can, put them right behind their tires, so that when they pull out, they egg themselves.
Isn't this a McCullough thing? What you and him
did he steal that story too? That son of a bitch.
You might have. I remember.
Better practice that rapier, Nick. I'm coming. Because I learned rapier too, you thief.
Wow.
You guys, this whole time LP's had a lightning bolt on his head.
Oh, I've noticed. On his baseball cap for our listeners.
If you blacked out the tops of those, that
oh, God,
lightning
right.
bolt, you get it. It's like an outline
That's
of the
exactly.
lightning bolt.
That's exactly.
Ooh. A hat can get away.
You're
with
so
it.
Close. LP. I'll buy that off of you for $5,000.
Sell it to you.
Come to the locker.
Here you go.
Can you pay in the form of Nazi uniform?
I don't have $5,000.
Man, I'm really
not
serious
to my
about
name.
This double lightning on Sunday, by the way, Keith. The more I start thinking about it, the more I think it's a great idea.
It's better
some
if
designs.
You guys have one lightning on each shirt.
Yeah.
I agree.
It'd be really uncomfortable if, like, one of the other groups was called the Anne Franks.
Oh.
This is getting so dark.
We can say at the beginning, once you see us, you will not see us again.
Oh, no.
DoubleLightning.com.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, my God. Take that, Mark. That was a pun.
Although, you know, to be fair, if there is a group performing in Duel Duel called the Anne Franks, they're almost guaranteed not to win.
Unless they're the all beef Anne Franks.
What if they're dressed as hot dogs?
Oh, you know what? If they're dressed as hot dogs, I would vote for them. I'd steal other people's ballots and vote for them, too.
Feminine hot dogs? The Anne Franks?
Feminine hot dogs?
Like, and Franks, like a Frank.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I on this couch made the same joke, but different. I said the all beef and Franks.
The ballpark
we,
and
we
Franks.
We tied for that joke.
I can't say that.
You can. I just did let it worse. Go ahead.
The ballpark and Franks.
You can have them grilled, steamed, fried.
Oh, God. There it is. Hey, do I hear some golf happening?
Golf tips.
I think it's time to change the subject to Cloud's golf tips.
Ooh.
To boost your confidence before the game, do these three things. Number one, stretch on a rooftop during a lightning storm.
One.
Number two, make sure to wear your blazer made of dollar bills.
Two.
And three, keep some extra eggs in your pocket just in case your opponent starts mouthing you off.
Three tips! Yeah! Mouthin, you are.
And that has been Cloud's Golf Tips.
Smooth.
Hey, since this podcast is coming out on Friday, March 30th, I just love to wish a happy March 30th birthday to Eric Clapton. Happy birthday, Eric Clapton. I hope you're listening. Robbie Coltrane, actor who played Hagrid.
Oh, he probably turned it off when we got to the Storage Wars part.
Nah, he'll be listening.
Yeah, he's a diehard fan.
Happy birthday, Robbie. Happy birthday to... I had a couple more. Happy birthday, Norah Jones.
Oh, born yeah, in I love that album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she made it all the way through, I think.
She's great. I think so. And, happy birthday to Celine Dion, of course. Yeah. I know she's an avid fan. And happy birthday, most of all, to MC Hammer, who turns 50 today, actually.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Happy 50th birthday, MC Hammer.
You did it.
You did it, dude.
No one touched it.
And with that, we are almost out of time for the podcast.
I know, what are you
doing? But... I think we have just enough time for, yeah, Mark, Nick Makula's
seven words of wisdom.
When you're Werner von Braun, you defect!
This has been Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom. I'd say that was pretty representative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could have barked seven times. Let's be honest here.
Cool. Well, folks, that's just about our time. So keep listening, and we'll keep talking. until next
time. Moscow.
Go see Moscow.
Or WrestleMania, whatever you
want. We might be really offensive. We will be.
April 1st at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Duel.
What is the time of that, gentlemen?
I believe it's 7 o'clock, just like Octavarius was.
Bunch of copycats.
So they have a Kumate opening this Sunday.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
a
treat.
Kumate.
That's a treat.
Excellent.
Very, very awesome. Good. Ryan Williams will be there.
Excellent. Well, until next time, folks, thanks for listening. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.